Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kuf Vav, which begins with the Mishnah before, on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Makaba Sada Mechaveri Ve'ocha Chagav Einish Tifa. In Makas Medina Hi Menakele Mincha Kurei. In Me'ena Makas Medina Ein Menakele Mincha Kurei. Rabbi Yehuda Imer im Kibla himenu b'moyes b'enkach u'v'enkach enei menakele meicha kurei. Now to explain pshat in the halacha of our Mishnah that by Makas Medina the halacha is menakele meicha kurei, we find a number of mahalchim in the Mefarshim. From Rashi with the Ramascho b'enkach u'v'enkach when Caesar Rashi explains the halacha of menakele meicha kurei as follows. This that we say menakele meicha kurei is because in Makas Medina we say that the Makas Medina affected not only the chiluk of the chiker but the chiluk of the machker as well. And for that reason the halacha is menakele mechakurei, since the chiluk of the machker was affected by the Makas Medina. As long as we cannot say that the mazal of the chiker was gerim for the makah, then the machker was affected by the makah as much as the chiker was affected by the makah. And for that reason the halacha is menakele mechakurei. And for that reason, Rashi explains pshat in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im kibo imenu b'moyes penkach uvenkach eine menakle mechakurei." Rashi explains pshat in Rabbi Yehuda because by kibo imenu b'moyes, since our moyes were nigzor gzera, for that reason we cannot say that the chiluk of the machke was affected by the makah, since the makah did not affect moyes. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda says that by kibbo himenu b'moyes, the halacha is einei menakele meicha kurei. But now one has to understand, even the Rashi explains, pshat Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi Yehuda says by kibbo himenu b'moyes, einei menakele meicha kurei, is because we say our moyes hoi nigzur gzera, and from Rashi one sees that the yisoid of menakele meicha kurei is because we say that the makah affected the chiluk of the machker. That is a chira only according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who differentiates between kibbo imenu b'moyes and kibbo imenu b'peres. But according to the sheet of Tanakama, who argues Rabbi Yehuda and understands that even by kibbo imenu b'moyes, still we will say that if a makas medina takes place menakele mechakurei, the chira from Tanakama one sees that the halacha of menakele mechakurei has nothing to do with the fact that the makas medina affected the chiluk of the machker. Since by kibbo imenu b'moyes, the chiluk of the machker is a moyes, and the moyes was not affected by the makas medina, and still Tanakama says menakele meicha kurei. So here from Tanakama one sees that Tanakama understands halacha of menakele meicha kurei differently than Rabbi Yehuda, and Tanakama understands that halacha of menakele meicha kurei is not dependent upon this that we say that the chiluk of the machker was affected by the makas medina, but rather the halacha of menakele meicha kurei is based on a different pshat. And the chayyur one can explain pshat and Tanakama, this that Tanakama understands, that the halacha menakele mechakurei applies even to a case of kibbo imenu b'moyes, is because Tanakama understands that the halacha menakele mechakurei is because we say that if a makas medina takes place, adaita dehachi, that a makas medina will take place, he was never mechayiv himself to give so much to the machker, and he was only mechayiv himself to give this amount to the machker if the sade produces its usual amount. And for that reason, if a makas medina takes place, we will say menakele meicha kurei. And that is the yisoid hamachlokes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda understands that the halacha menakele meicha kurei is because we say that the chiluk of the machker was affected by the makas medina. For that reason, Rabbi Yehuda understands that the halacha menakele meicha kurei will not apply to a case of kibbo imenu b'moyes. On the other hand, Tanakama understands that the halacha menakele mechakurei is because we say that he was only mechayiv himself to give that specific amount to the machker. If no makas medina takes place, if a makas medina takes place, he was never mechayiv himself to give that amount to the machker. And for that reason, Tanakama understands that the halacha menakele mechakurei applies even to a case of kibbo imenu b'moyes. But if one looks carefully at Rashi, one sees that Rashi understands that even according to the sheet of Tanakama, who argues Rabbi Yehuda, but still Rashi understands that Tanakama agrees to Rabbi Yehuda as far as the Yisoid of how to explain the halacha of menakele meicha kurei. And Tanakama agrees that the Lacha Menakoi Mechakurei is dependent upon that the Chiluk of the Machir was affected by the Makas Medina. And for that reason, Rashi explains this, that we differentiate between Chakiris and Kabonos. And the Lacha of our Mishnah is only referring to Chakiris and not Kabonos. And by Kabonos, we will not say Menakoi Mi Kabonusai. It's only because we say Iba Kabonusa Mai Menakeika Mashiim Tsu Yachoiku. In other words, Rashi explains the difference between Chakiris and Kabonos, and the reason why the halacha of Menakeh of our Mishnah only applies to Chakiris and not to Kabonos, is because by Kabonos we will say Mai Menakeika Mashiim Tsu Yachoiku. In other words, even if the chiluk of the Baal HaSada by Kabonos was affected by the Makas Medina, but still we will say Mashiim Tsu Yachoiku. Since what they made up by Kabonos is that each person gets a certain percentage of the produce of the Sada, even after Makas Medina took place, so each one will receive their chiluk in the Sada, and each one will receive a certain percentage of the produce of the Sada. Had Rashi understood that according to Tanakama, the basis of the halacha of Menakoi Mechakurei is because we say he was only mechayev himself to give that amount of chakiras. If a Makas Medina does not take place, and if a Makas Medina takes place, he was not Mechayev himself to give that amount of Chakiras, then the only way with which one can differentiate between Chakiras and Kabonos is by saying that by Kabonos we will not say Adai Tadahachi, and we will not say that he was only Mechayev himself to give that percentage, Adai Tadahachi, that a Makas Medina does not take place. And therefore, from this the Rashi says that the reason why the halacha of our Mishnah does not apply to Kabonos is only because we say Iba Kabonusa Mai Menakeika. From Rashi one sees that even according to Tanakama, the halacha of Menakoi Mechakurei is based on this that we say, that the chiluk of the Machker was affected by the Makas Medina, which does not apply to Kabonos, since by Kabonos we will say Mai Menakeika, Mashiim Tsu Yachoiku. So now one has to understand, according to the Mahalach of Rashi, who explains that both according to Tanakama and according to Behuda, the halacha of Menakoi Mechakurei is based on this that we say that the chiluk of the Machkir was affected by the Makas Medina. If so, what is pshat in this that Tanakama argues in Behuda, and Tanakama understands that even by a case of Kibbo Himenu B'moyes, though we will say Menakoi Mechakurei. V'chir by Kibbo Himenu B'moyes, we cannot say that the chiluk of the Machkir was affected by the Makas Medina, since our Moyes are Nigzur Gzeira. So according to Rashi, one has to explain Pshat and Tanakama as follows, and say that Tanakama understands that even by Kibbo'im and Abba Moyes, what is taking place is just this, that the Moyes are Chalipin of the Chitin, and really the Chakiras is a regular Chakiras. Just the Machir was Masna with the Chaker, that instead of the Chaker giving the Machir Chitin, he is Mechuyiv to give Moyes for Chalipe HaChitin, and the Moyes are instead of the Chitin that he is Mechuyiv to give. But since the Iker Chiv of the Chiker remains, that his Chiv is Chitin, just the Moyes are instead of the Chitin, for that reason one can say, as Tanakama says, that even by Kibbo'i Manu Moyes we will say Menakewei Mechakurei. And the basis of the Machoikis between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is a Machoikis as far as how to understand Kibbo'i Manu Moyes. Do we understand Kibbo'i Manu Moyes to mean that the chiv of the chiker is entirely moyes, and there is no chiv on the chiker to give either chitin or peres? Or do we say that the chiv of the chiker is the same chiv as a regular chiker, that he is mechuyev to give either chitin or peres to the machker? Just there is a special tnai that the chiker was mechayev himself to give moyes instead of the chitin or peres that he is really mechuyev. Rabbi Yehuda understands by kibbo'i manu moyes, the entire chiv of the chiker is just moyes, and for that reason we will say that by kibbo'i manu moyes we are not menakoi mechakurei, since our moyes are nigzur gezeira. Hilkach ve'leh hoysa peronasu. On the other hand, Tanakama understands that even by kibbo'i manu moyes, still the chakiras is a regular chakiras, that the chiker is mechuyev in either chitim or peres, that he is mechuyev to give either chitim or peres to the machker. Just the moyes is chalipin for the chitim or peres, that he is mechuyev to the machker. And for that reason, Tanakama understands that even by kibbo'i manu b'moyes, we will say that by makas medina menakoi mechakurei, since the chitim or the peres of the machker were affected by the makas medina, and for that reason he's menakei mechakurei of the moyes, since again the money is coming, instead of the chitin or peiros. And therefore, if the chitin or peiros of the machke were affected by the machas medina, so too he'll be able to menakei mechakurei of the moyes. That is ochir Rashi understands the machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. In the Shita of the Rambam, as we mentioned before in our shir, on Daf Kuf Gimel, we find a tremendous machlokes between the Mefarshim, if the Rambam explains that our Mishnah is referring to a Kabban as well. As we mentioned, the Talmidei HaRashba and Sotz we find in the Muki Yosef explain that according to the Rambam, the halacha of our Mishnah applies to a Kabban as well. On the other hand, the Goyin and Sotz we find that the Magen Mishnah and HaMishnah explain that even according to the Shita of the Rambam explains that our Mishnah is only referring to Chakiras and not to Kabonas. Only as far as the Gemara before in Daf Kuf Gimel Beis does the Rambam understand this, that the Gemara says before in Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, that if a Makas Medina takes place in a case of a Kabbal Sodom Echaveri V'Beis HaShochen V'Beis Ilon Yaveh Shamayim V'Nikta Tzayilon, that one would be Menakwe Mechakuri, the Rambam explains that that halacha applies both to Chakiras and to Kabonos. But as far as our Mishnah itself is concerned, the Rambam agrees to Rashi that our Mishnah is only referring to Chakiras and not to Kabonos. Now, according to the Mahalach of the Talmidei HaRashba and the Muki Yosef Beshitas HaRambam, who understand that according to the Rambam, our Mishnah is referring both to Chakiras and to Kabonos, Bukhira 1 clearly sees that the Rambam understands that the halacha of menakei mechakurei has nothing to do with this, that we say that the chiluk of the machke was affected by the makas medina, since that cannot possibly apply to kabonos. And if we are to say that according to the Rambam the halacha of menakei mechakurei applies to kabonos as well, then one has to say that according to the Rambam understands the halacha of menakei mechakurei differently than Rashi. And l'chir one has to say that the Rambam understands the halacha of menakei mechakurei is based on this, that we say that Adaita Dahachi, he never agreed to such an amount of Chakiras. And so too, as far as Kabonas, the Rambam understands, that we will say Adaita Dahachi, he never agreed to give the Baal Bayis such a percentage. And for that reason, the Rambam understands that the halacha of our Mishnah applies both to Chakiras and to Kabonas. That is, if we are to understand the Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam explains that the halacha of our Mishnah applies across the board both to Chakiras and to Kabonas. On the other hand, if we are to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam, like the Goyin and the other Achrinim explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam agrees to Rashi, and the Rambam explains that our Mishnah is only referring to Chakiras and not to Kabonas. And only as far as the Sugis HaGemor and Daf Kuf Gimel Beis does the Rambam understand that by Makas Medina, by Yavesh HaMayim V'Nikzat Tzal'ilon, will we be Menaka both by Chakiras and by Kabonos? Well, here one can say that the Rambam agrees to Rashi, and the Rambam understands that the halacha of Menakwe Mechakurei is because we say that the Chilak of the Machke was affected by the Makas Medina. And for that reason, the halacha of our Mishnah only applies to Chakiras and not to Kabonos. But if one looks carefully at the Goyin, one clearly sees that the Goyin understands that from this that the Rambam explains Pshat and the Gemara and Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, that the halacha of the Gemara applies both to Chakiras and to Kabonos. From there, the Goyin proves that the Rambam does not explain Pshat in our Mishnah like Rashi. And even though the Rambam agrees that the halacha of our Mishnah is only by Chakiras and not by Kabonos, but still, as far as explaining why the halacha of our Mishnah only applies to Chakiras and not to Kabonos, there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi explains this, that the halacha of our Mishnah only applies to Chakiras and not to Kabonos, is because by Kabonos we say, Mai menake ika, mashiyim tzu yachoiku. And therefore, as the Goyin goes on to explain, Rashi's Svara applies to the Gemara and Daf Kuf Gimel Beis as well. That by Yavesh HaMayin V'Nikta Tzal'ilon, even if the Yavesh HaMayin V'Nikta Tzal'ilon will be a Makas Medina, but still by Kabonos we will not be Menakim Kabonusei, since we will say, Mayin Menakeika Kabonusei Yitenoi. On the other hand, the Rambam, who explains Pshat and Gemara and Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, that if Yavesh HaMayin V'Nikta Tzal'ilon happened through a Makas Medina, then even by Kabonos we will be Menake. The Rambam has to explain this, that we differentiate between Chakiras and Kabonos in our Mishnah, is not because we say my menake ika, but rather, even by kavonos, it is possible to be menake, as one sees from the shita of the Rambam daf kuf gimel beis. This, that we are not menake in the kavonos as far as our Mishnah is concerned, is only because we say that there is no reason to menake, since the halacha of menake is based on this that we say, that Adaita Dahochi he never agreed to mechayev himself in that amount. By Kabonos, the Rambam understands that we say that by Kabonos, even if a Makas Medina took place, he still agreed to divide the produce of the Sada proportionately. But that is only if the Sada ended up making less than the Sada would have produced if not for the Makas Medina. But as far as the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel Beis is concerned, that we are referring to a case of Yavesh Hamayim Nikta Tzailan, which is talking about a case that through his hard work, through the hard work of the Kabbalan, the Sada ended up producing the amount that the Sada would have produced if not for the Makas Medina. As far as such a case is concerned, by Makas Medina, even by Kabbalas, we will say Menakoi Mi Kabbalusai, since Adaita Dahachi, that he would be mechuyev to give the Baal Bayis such a big percentage, even though the amount that the Sada produced was based on his own hard work, since the Makas Medina took place, Adaita Dahachi, he was never maskim to mechayev himself to give the Baal Bayis such a large percentage. That is how Reb Chaim in Shirui HaGrach explains Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam according to this Mahalach. So again, from the Rambam it comes out, both according to the Mahalach of the Talmidei Rashba and the Mukhi Yosef, and according to the Mahalach of the Achrinim, that the Rambam argues on the Shita of Rashi, and the Rambam explains Pshat and Aloch of our Mishnah Menakoi Mechakuri is not because we say that the Chilak of the Machi was affected through Makas Medina, but rather the Rambam explains Aloch of Menakoi Mechakuri is because we say Adaita Dahachi he never agreed to Mechayiv himself in such a large amount of Chakiros. And therefore either one can say that the Rambam understands that the halacha of our Mishnah applies to Kabbonis as well. Since even by Kabbonis, the Rambam understands we will say Adaita Dahachi, he never agreed to Mechayev himself to give such a large percentage to the Baal Asada. Or one can say that at least as far as the Sugyas HaGemor and Afkav Gimel obeys, does Rambam understand that by Makas Medina we will say Menakeloi even from Kabbonis. But now one has to understand, according to Talmidei Rashba and the Mukhi Yosef, who understand that according to the Rambam, the halacha of our Mishnah applies to Kabbonis as well. What is Pshat in this that we find before in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Daud Amud Aleph? That the Gemara says that all the Mishnah is starting from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Daud Amud Aleph till the Mishnah Daf Kuf Tes are either referring to Kabbonis or to Chakiris. But these Mishnahs cannot be referring to both Chakiris and Kabbonis. According to the Rambam, our Mishnah is referring both to Chakiras and to Kabbonis. So to answer this kasha, one can say as follows. As we mentioned before, from this Rabbi Yehuda says that by Kibbay Menah B'moyes, one is not Menakoi Mechakurei. Chakira one clearly sees that at least B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the halacha of Menakoi Mechakurei has nothing to do with this, that we say Adaita Dahachi, he was not maskim to Mechayev himself in such a large amount of Chakiras. Had that been the pshat, then the halacha Menakoi Mechakuri should apply to a case of Kibbay Menah B'moyes as well. And from this, Rabbi Yehuda says that Kibbay Menah B'moyes, we are not Menakoi Mechakuri. From here, Lechayu one sees that Rabbi Yehuda understands that halacha Menakoi Mechakuri is because we say that the chilak of the Machir was affected by the Makas Medina. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between Kibbay Menah B'moyes and Kibbay Menah B'peiris. Only by Kibbay Menah B'peiris will we say that the chilak of the Machir was affected through Makas Medina. By Kibbay Menah B'moyes, the chilak of the Machir was not affected by Makas Medina. As Rashi explains, that no Makas Medina took place in Moyes. And therefore, according to Behuda, the halacha Menake is only by Chakiras and not by Kabbonis. According to Behuda's understanding of the halacha Menake, the halacha Menake cannot be referring to Kabbonis. By Kabbonis, we will not be Menake, since by Kabbonis we cannot say that the Makas Medina affecting the chiluk of the Baal Asada should be a reason to Menake from the chiluk of the Baal Asada. And for that reason, one can explain this that the Gemara says before in Daf Kuf Daud Amud Aleph, that the Mishnayis from Daf Kuf Daud Amud Aleph till Daf Kuf Tes are either referring to Kabbonis or Chakiras. is because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha of our Mishnah is only referring to Chakiras. And the halacha of our Mishnah cannot be referring both to Chakiras and to Kabonos. Only according to Tanakama can the Rambam explain that the halacha of our Mishnah applies both to Chakiras and to Kabonos. In the Gemara, we basically find that the Gemara says the following halacha, Tanichada parmi shenu shniyazera ushwishes enayzera. Our Gemara then goes on to bring another brayso of Tani Idach Shuishes Zera Revias Eino Zera. The Gemara answers the seeming stira by saying, like Kasha Hak Rabbi Hak Reb Shimon Gamliel. Hak Rabbi Damer betray Zimni Havi Chazaka. Hak Reb Shimon Gamliel Damer betras Zimni Havi Chazaka. Then our Gemara goes on to bring the following halacha of Rishakish Amir Rishakish Rishonu Ela Shazar Vitzamcha Vacha Chagav. Avazara voitamcha matzi amri baakaga koi me zera zarle vazo. Vad emas amra papa da oswa risi midaber vakaima kima reshayo. Now to explain pshat in the lach of Tanichada parmi shenu shnia zera shvishes eno zera. And to explain pshat in this, the Rishakish says Rishonu of Shazara vitamcha vacha chogav. Avazara voitamcha matzi amri baakaga koi me zera zarle vazo. We find the tremendous machlikis harishainim. Rashi explains that halacha parmi shenu shnia zera shvishes eino zera is referring to a case that he was a rea v'acha chagav einishtefa, that the only time one has a right to menake, since a makas we know took place, is only if he was chayzer v'zera. If he was not chayzer v'zera, he cannot be menake even though makas medina took place. And therefore, as Rosh explains, Reish Rakesh is coming to explain pshat in the Tanichada, and the Tanichada is only referring to a case of Zara Vitzamcha V'acha Chagav. But in a case of Zara V'Vitzamcha, then a Chazaka will not help. And even where there is a Chazaka, still Matzi Amrei Ba'alkarka Koli Mezara Zara L'Va'azel. That is the Mahalach of Rashi as far as how to explain Pshat Nar Gemara. On the other hand, the Rosh brings down from the Rif that the Rif argues on Rashi. And the Rif explains Pshat and Reish Lakish, this that Reish Lakish says Oishonu El Shazara Vitzamcha V'acha Chagav. Zara v'tzamcha v'acha chagav, we are menake, since a makas minya took place is even referring to the first time. And either, as a Karbanasano explains, Reish Lakish is coming to be chelak on the Tanichada, and according to Reish Lakish, the halacha of our Mishnah menake mechakurei has nothing to do with being zerei the sada either twice or three times, but rather even the first time he has the right to menake mechakurei. Or, as the Goyin explains, pshat in the shita of the Rif, that the Rif understands this, that we weren't on Ichada Parmi Shinu Shnia Zerah, U Shrisha Sinu Zerah, and the other brayso of Shrisha Zerah Via Sinu Zerah, is referring to someone who is planting B'Shalai, and the Tana is coming to give such a person an Eitz Teiva, either to be Zerah Asada twice, or to be Zerah Asada three times, and not more than three times. But the Tanichada is not referring to the Wach of Menachle Mechakurei. As far as the halacha menakle mechakurei is concerned, we will be menakle mechakurei even the first time. Now, according to the mahalach of the Karbanasano, who explains that according to the shita of the Rif understands that there is a machoikis between the Tanichada and the shita of Reish Lakish, and according to Tanichada and the Tani Idach, the halacha menakle mechakurei is dependent upon that he planted the sadeh Kiminyan Chazaka. On the other hand, according to Reish Lakish, halacha menakle mechakurei applies even to the first time he was arrayed at the Sada, if a makas medina takes place. L'chero, one can explain the machlokes, that the machlokes is dependent upon the two tzadim that we mentioned before as far as how to understand the halacha menakle mechakurei. If we are to understand that the halacha menakle mechakurei is because Adai to the Hachi, he never agreed to give such a large amount for chakiras, then one can say this, that we say Adai to the Hachi never agreed to give such a large amount of chakiras, is only if a makas medina takes place in the sada, and the sada does not have the ability to produce the amount that the sada would have produced if not for the makas medina. But if the sada has the ability to produce the same amount as it could have produced without the makas medina, for example, if he has the ability to be zerea the sada after the makas medina took place, and he has the ability to be zerei the sada again, and now the sada can produce a regular amount, we will no longer be able to say adai to the hachi. And for that reason, both according to the Tanichada and according to the Tanya Idach, the halacha of menakle mechakurei is dependent upon that with the chazaka he proved that the Sada cannot possibly produce the amount that it could have produced if not for Makas Medina. And therefore one can say Adai to the Hachi, and therefore we will say Menakwe Mechakurei. On the other hand, this that Rish Lakish argues, and Rish Lakish understands that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is even without a Chazaka, and even the first time we will say Menakwe Mechakurei, that is because Rish Lakish understands that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is not because we say Adai to the Hachi, but rather the Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is because we say that the Chilak of the Machia was affected by the Makas Medina. And since the Chilak of the Machia was affected by the Makas Medina, for that reason we will say Menakwe Mechakurei. And therefore Rish Lakish understands that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei applies even to the first time. And even if the Sada has the ability to produce that amount, since he can be Zerei the Sada again, but still the Chilak of the Machia was affected with the first Riyah. Since the Chilak of the Machia was affected with the first Riyah, for that reason Rish Lakish understands we will say Menakwe Mechakurei even without a Chazaka proving that the Sada cannot produce the regular amount of a Sada without a Makas Medina. That is a chira one can explain pshat and the machlekes between the Tani Chada, the Tani Yidach, and Rish Lakish according to the Mahalach of the Rif. And so to a chira one can say, this is the basis of the machlekes between Rashi and the Rif. This that Rashi understands, that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is dependent upon Chazaka. And on the other hand, the Rif understands that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is not dependent upon Chazaka, is because Rashi understands that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is only because we say Adai to the Hachi, and therefore one needs a Chazaka to prove that the Sada is not capable of producing a regular amount. On the other hand, the Rif argues, and the Rif understands that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is dependent upon this, that the Chilak of the Machia was affected by a Makas Medina. And since the Chilak of the Machia was affected by a Makas Medina, for that reason Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei will apply, even if only one Zriya took place. But as we mentioned before, the Shita of Rashi is that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is because we say that the Chilak of the Machia was affected by the Makas Medina, and Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei has nothing to do with Hadai to the Hachi. And so too, as we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Gimel, the Shita of the Rif of Menakwe Mechakurei cannot be because we say that the Chilak of the Machia was affected by the Makas Medina, since as we explained before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Gimel, this that one can say, that Menakwe Mechakurei is because we say that the Chilak of the Machia was affected by the Makas Medina is only if we are to understand that the Machia is also a Shutif in the produce of the Sada, which as we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Gimel is a Shita of Rashi. On the other hand, the Rif argues, and the Rif understands, that the Chiker is a regular Seicher, and all the produce belongs to the Chiker. And therefore, if according to the Rif, all the produce belongs to the Chiker, one cannot possibly say that the Chilak of the Machir was affected by the Makas Medina. The Machir does not have a Chilak which can possibly be affected. Since again, according to the Rif, all the produce belongs to the Chiker, just the Chiker has a Chiyav Schiris to pay the Machir with Peiris. And therefore, according to the Rif, one has to say that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is only because we will say Adai to the Hachi. If someone has to explain both this, that according to Rashi, the Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei only applies to a case that he proved with the Chazaka that the Sada was not right to produce the amount that a Sada is right to produce without a Makas Medina, and so too one has to understand this, that according to the Rif, the Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei applies even to the first Riyah. And even without a Chazaka, we will still say Menakwe Mechakurei. And so too one has to explain, according to the Rambam explains Pshat and Argamor like the Rif, that according to Rish Lakish, Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei applies even if he was just Zerei the Sada one time and a Makas Medina took place. As we mentioned before, the Rambam Shita is that Halacha Menakwe Mechakurei is because we say Adai to the Hachi. If so, what is Pshat in this Zerei Menakwe Mechakurei even with just a one time Zeria, even though he did not prove with the Chazaka that the Sada is not ready to produce a regular amount? So here to explain Pshat in the two Shitas, and to explain Pshat in the Machlokes between Rashi and the Rif, here one has to say as follows, that the Machlokes is a fundamental Machlokes as far as understanding the Chiyuv of the Chiker is concerned. Does the Chiker have a Chiyuv to be Zerei the Sada, either as a pile of the Machker, or in order to ensure that the machir will receive his chakiras from the tefuah of the sadeh? Or do we say that a chaker does not have a chiv to be zereya the sadeh, and the chaker is not considered a pearl of the machir, and so too a chaker is not mechiv to be zereya the sadeh in order to ensure that the machir receives his chilek from the produce of the sadeh? Based on these two tzadim, one can explain the machlokes harishanim as follows. Rashi understands that a chaker is mechiv to be zereya the sadeh either as a pearl of the machir, or the chaker is mechiv to ensure that the machir receives his chilek from the produce of the sadeh. And since the chaker is mechiv to be zereya the sadeh, as long as it was not proven with chazaka that the sadeh cannot produce the proper amount, and it is possible that with another zriya, the sadeh will produce the proper amount. For that reason, Rashi understands without a chazaka we will not be menake, since the machir still has a right to receive his entire chakiras. And even though the first riya was nishtatva or ocho chagav, but the machir still has a right to receive his chakiras from the second or third riya. That is a chayr pshat on the shita of Rashi. The Rif on the other end argues, and the Rif explains that according to Reish Lakish, the halacha of menaka will apply to the first riya, since a chaker does not have a chiv to be zereya the sadeh. For that reason, we will say that if a makas medina takes place with the first riya, he will be able to say adai to the hachi, and adai to the hachi, I was not mechayev myself to give such a large amount of chakiras to the machker. That is a chayr the basis of the shita of Rashi and of the shita of the Rif and pshat and machlokes between Rashi and the Rif. Now let's go on to the next part of our sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following shayla. Zara chiti va'azahu v'zara sairi v'shtadef huba debago v'shtad nami hanach sairi delay. Mai, mi amrinan da amalai ilo zarata chiti havanami mishtatva idilma matzi amalai ilo zarata chiti havamakai mi vatig zar oimer v'yalkem lach. Our Gemara goes on to say, "Mistaber darmoi izarat achita mekayim eva tigzer oimer veyakemach v'ader achecha nagar." Now, to explain pshat in our Gemara, we find there are mere simcha in our sameach and so to the mashmos of the Ma'arit and Chayshim Mishpat Chelk Beit Simon Kovtes, who explain this that we say "Mistaber darmoi izarat achita mekayim eva tigzer oimer veyakemach" is only misafik, and even though we have a safik, but still, we will not be menake since there is a tzad of a tigzer oimer v'yakemach. Now, everyone has to understand, if there is a suffix, why shouldn't we say amaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya? So to explain this, we do not say amaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya, Meir Simcha explains that by chakiras we say that there is a vadei chiv chakiras. Just there is a suffix, if he became potter from his vadei chiv chakiras with a makas medina, for that reason, it is considered like an eni idea in praticha. And for that reason, even though it is a suffix, but still mistaber da amrei zarata chiti avamakayim vatigzer oimer v'yalkem lach. And so too that is pshat in the other mistabras of our Gemara as well. In other words, as long as there is a tzad, that it is the mazal of the chaker that was gerim, we will say einai menakwe mechakurei since he has a vadei chiyuv chakiros. This I one can say. We have a vadei chiv chakiras, and since we have a vadei chiv chakiras, for that reason we suffix we are not menakoi mechakurai, is l'chero only if you are to say that halacha menakoi mechakurai is based on this, that the chiluk of the machir was affected by the makas medina. But if we are to understand that halacha menakoi mechakurai is based on the other tzad that we mentioned before, that a dai to da'achi who is never mechayiv himself in that amount of chakiras, then there is a suffix in the ikar chiyuv chakiras, how much chakiras is he mechuyiv? And therefore we should say, hamaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya. In other mahalach, with which one can explain, that we do not say, hamaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya, is based on this that we mentioned before, Peshitas Rashi, that Rashi understands that the machgir has a chiluk in the produce of the sadeh. And since the machgir has a chiluk in the produce of the sadeh, for that reason, if we have a suffix, if a makas medina took place or not, we cannot say hamaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya. Since our tzad, that a makas medina did not take place, the machir is taking what is rightfully his. He is not taking anything away from the chaker, and for that reason, we will not say hamaitzi mechaveiroi olavaraya. But again, that is only according to the shita of Rashi, according to the shita of the Rif and the Rambam that we mentioned before, that the Rif and the Rambam both understand that the entire produce belonged to the chaker, And the halacha menakele is only because we say adai to the hachi. If so, what is pshat? In this, how we find in our gemara that we do not say amaiti mechaverei olvaraya. And so too we find that the rishonim that say that as far as the sfeikas that are mentioned in our gemara, for example, the sfeikas of marava, that our gemara ends off peteku, we will say hamiti mechaverei olvaraya, and the halacha will be that the chiker will be able to menakoi mechakure based on this, that we say amaiti mechaveri ovaraya. This, that the Rishonim will understand that we will say amaiti mechaveri ovaraya again, is a chiker based on the understanding that halacha menakoi mechakure by makas medina, is because we say that there is a suffix in the ikar chiyuv. Since adaita dahachi, he was not mechayiv himself, and since there is a suffix in the ikar chiyuv, for that reason we will say amaiti mechaveri ovaraya, and misafik, he will be able to menakle mechakurei. So to explain pshat, according to this mahalach, in this that we find in our Gemara, the mistabra, that the machker can tell the chaker, vatigzer oimer vayakim lach, v'chayr one can explain with one of two mahalachim, either one can explain with this that we find that the shita brings down from the ramach, that even though generally speaking we would say amaiti mechaverei olvaraya, but over here that the chayker was pesheya, and the chayker did not do what he was supposed to do, since he was supposed to have been zerea chitim, and instead he was zerea sa'irim. For that reason, as long as the chayker cannot prove that a makas medina took place, the chayker is responsible. And for that reason, we will not say hamaiti mechaverei olvaraya. In the Shittim Kubetzes B'Shem the Rosh, we find that the Shittim Kubetzes B'Shem the Rosh brings down another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. The Shittim Kubetzes brings down from the Rosh that from our Gemara one sees Alma Taina Beruahi. Since, as Rosh says, that this Taina is coming to Yimaitzi Mammon, from here one sees that the Taina is a Taina Berura. In other words, the Taina of a Tigzer Oim of Yakimlach is not just a Taina Misafik. And there is a tzad that it was the mazal, the chayker, that was gerim. But rather it is a taina brura, and for that reason with this taina one has the ability to be moitzi mamin. That is the second mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Gemara. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara asks the following kasha. Meis vehoisa shna shidafim v'yirakon yishviyas ha'isho yushonim kishnei liyoh eino ilu lemina minyan. Ketani shidafim v'yirakon dum yedishonim kishnei liyoh. Mashnel yo, do I have it for a qual? Afhocha nami, do I have it for a qual? Avo, hecha diika tvor salkoi, voikamina makas medina hi. Now, here one has to understand pshat in our Gemara. Why doesn't our Gemara ask straight from this Mishnah on our Mishnah? From this, how we learned in our Mishnah that by makas medina we are menakoi mechakurei, our Gemara could have asked from the Mishnah in Erchin, that hecha diika tvua salkoi voikamina makas medina hi. In the Shita we find that the Shita explains that the reason why our Gemara did not ask straight from our Mishnah is because one can explain this that our Mishnah says. Makas medina, our Mishnah means a makas kol hamalchus. And for that reason our Gemara asks on the Mishnah in Erchin, only on that have we learned that in order to be considered a makas medina, one does not need a maka b'chol medinas, but rather ruba de baga, or nishtadfu abasodes me'arba v'chisa, is enough to be considered a makas medina. In the Sefer Mayoni HaChochma we find another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat. In this, our Gemara did not ask straight from our Mishnah on the Mishnah in Erchin. The Mayoni HaChochma explains as follows, that from our Mishnah, our Gemara could have said that by makas medina we are menakoi mechakurei is only misafik, and misafik we say hamaiti mechaverei olvaraya. And for that reason, even a suffix makas medina is enough. As far as the Mishnah in Erchin is concerned, one needs a vade makas medina in order for us to say that such a shon is not oilu l'minyan shnei shonim. And for that reason, our Gemara waited to ask till after the maskana of our Gemara that we find in our Gemara, that by a suffix makas medina the halach is we are not menakoi mechakurei. And for the reason we say mistabra, and we say mistabra that the machir can tell the chayker a tigzer oimer vayakimach, and misafik you do not have a right to menakoi mechakurei. And so to all the other mistabras that are mentioned in our Gemara, and from this that one sees in our Gemara that misafik we will not say amitzi mechaverei overaya, but rather he will have to pay the chakiras in full. And only if one has a vade makas medinu alawacha be the ramanakoy mechakuri, for that reason our Gemara asks, that from our Mishnah one sees that even though it is ika tfua, still it is considered a vade makas medina, and therefore what is pshat in the Mishnah and Erchin. That is how the Mayone HaChachma explains pshat in our Gemara, based on this that one sees in our Gemara, that misafik we are not menakoy mechakuri. Now getting back to the halacha of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says, that by a makas medina, the halacha is menakoy mechakuri. As we mentioned before, there are two mahalchim as far as how to explain pshat in our Mishnah. Either because we will say that the chilk of the machir was affected by the makas medina as well, or one can say pshat in the Mishnah based on this, that we say adaita dahachi, that he was only mechayiv himself in that amount of chakiras adaita dahachi. Rabbi Zalman in Eben Ha'azal explains pshat in our Mishnah with a third mahalach, and Rabbi Zalman explains pshat in our Mishnah by saying that just like by any schiras, there are Rishonim that hold that if someone was Seicher a Behema, and the Behema was Mesa, he is not Mechuyev to pay the entire Schiros. So too, if a Makas Medina took place in the Sada that he was Cheker, which Chakiros is considered like a Schiros, for that reason he is not Mechuyev to pay the entire Chakiros. In other words, a Mechayev to pay for the entire Chakiros is only if he received the entire object that he was Cheker. And for that reason, by Schiras we say that the Behemah was Mesa, is not Mechuyev to pay the entire Schiras, since he did not receive the Behemah for the entire time that he was Seicher the Behemah for. And for that reason, by Chakiras, if the Makah that took place was a Makah as Medina, we will say Menakoy Mechakurei. Rabbi Zalman goes on to say that from our Mishnah one sees that if something happened to the object that he was Seicher, and what happened to the object that he was Seicher happened because of the mazel of the Seicher, then even according to those Rishonim, still the halacha will be that he is mechuyev to pay the entire schiras, just like we find in our Mishnah, that he is mechuyev to pay the entire chakiras. And so too we find his mashmos of the chazanish. That is the third mahalach as far as how to understand the halacha of our Mishnah of menakelei mechakurei. In the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, here we find the fourth mahalach as far as how to explain the halacha of this, we are menakoy mechakurei by a makas medina. Rama brings down the following chiddush from the Maran Padava. The Maran Padava says that if someone was seicher a melamed, and an oynes took place which is considered a makas medina, that because of that oynes, the melamed does not have the ability to be melamed, still the seicher, the melamed, is mechuyev to pay the entire schiras of the melamed. The Maran Padava says that this chiddush is based on the halacha of our Mishnah that by makas medina we are menakoy mechakurei. Now here one can ask the following tmiya on the Maran Padava, as we find that the Goyin asks, what is the raya from our Mishnah from this that we are menakoy mechakurei to prove that the seicher, the melamed, is mechuyev to pay the melamed his entire schiras if a makas medina took place? So to explain pshat in the raya, the Maran Padava from our Mishnah Ochira, one has to say as follows, that the Maran Padava understands the halacha of our Mishnah this, that by a makas medina we are menakoy mechakurei, is because we say that by a makas medina the chiker should not take a loss, and the chiker should only take a loss if something happened to the sadeh because of his mazel. If the thing that happened to the sadeh had nothing to do with his mazel, then the chiker should not take a loss, only the machker should lose. And therefore, the Maran Padava says that so too, as far as someone who is Seicher Melamed, if a Makas Medina takes place, the Melamed should not lose, and the Melamed should receive his entire Schiras. That is a Chir Pshat in the Raya of the Maran Padava from our Mishnah, and therefore it comes out a fourth Mahalach as far as how to explain the Halach of our Mishnah, that by a Makas Medina we are Menakelei Mechakurei. V'chir Nafkamina between these last two Mahalachim, as far as how to understand the halacha menakoy mechakurei of our Mishnah, is as far as a suffix. If we will say a meitzi mechaveri alvaraya misafik, we will say that the chaker is menakoy mechakurei, or misafik, we will say that the chaker is not menakoy mechakurei. If we are to understand that the halacha menakoy mechakurei of our Mishnah is because he did not receive everything that he was chaker, then if we have a suffix, if he received everything that he was chayker, we should say, Amitim mechaveri olveraya misafik, he should be able to menakoy mechakurei. On the other hand, if we are to understand the halacha menakoy mechakurei, as the Maran Padava understands, that the Lachem and Nakam Yechakuri is just that. That the Chaker should not lose because of a Makas Medina. Then if one has a Suffolk Makas Medina, it is Mistabra that we will not say Hamitzi Mechaveri Olveraya, we will not say that Misuffolk the Chaker has Reitim and Nakam Yechakuri. But rather, as long as there's a Suffolk Makas Medina, he will lose. And because he will lose for that reason, he will be mechuyev to pay the entire Chakiros. That is a chayr nafkamina between these last two mahalchim. In our Gemara, we find the following chiddush as far as tefillah is concerned. In our Gemara, we find that if someone asks for a specific thing, for example, in our Gemara, that the Baal HaSodah was mispalo for the Hatzlacha of Chitim, then if someone went and was a Rei HaSa'irim instead of Chitim, the tefillah that one was mispalo will not work. And even though had he known that the other person would have been Zerei HaSa'irim, he would have been mispalo for Sa'irim. But still, since he was mispalo specifically for Chitin, his tefillah does not work for Sa'irim. Based on the pasuk, Zar Gemara says, "Vatigzer Oimer vayakim lach v'adrachecha nagar." And so too we find the Meir Simcha Meshachachma Parshas Chukas proves on the pasuk in Chukas of Yishma Knani Malacharad Yeshiv Negev. That Amalek was Mishano Hashenu Adaber B'Lashon Canaan in order that Kalis Hoshim Mispalo Takadosh Baruch Hu to give the Canaanim Biodim, and they are not Canaanim. And for that reason, had Kalis Hoshim Mispalo for Canaan, it would not have helped for Amalek. And for that reason, Kalis Hoshim was Mispalo Im Titinus Ha'om Hazabiyodi without mentioning and specifying Canaan. That is the first Chiddush that one sees in our Gemara as far as Tefillah is concerned. The second Chiddush that one sees in our Gemara is as one sees in Tesis and other Rishenim. Tesis asks the following kasha in our Gemara. Tesis asks in the case of our Gemara, Wazara Kval. L'chir one can say that he was Zara, having Makayim Bevatig Zer Oimer Vayakim Lach, which is not considered an ace. Tesis answers his kasha by saying, Veshoimer Deshmo Mayri Kuin Charmo Yisra Kol Masha Terza. Tahash Toim Motzi Omeimer Av Makayim Bevatig Zer Oimer Vayakim Lach. So from Tesis one sees that a specific tefillah is not considered an ace. A general tefillah is considered an ace. And therefore, as far as a general tefillah, we will not apply the pasuk of Atigzer Oimer Vayakimach. Only as far as a specific tefillah will we apply the pasuk of Atigzer Oimer Vayakimach. That is the second chiddush that one sees in our sogia. Now, here one can ask the following kash in our Gemara. What is pshat in that our Gemara says? Mistabra that the machir can tell the chiker that the ilaz ratachiti have mekayim bevatigzer oimer vayakimach. In the Gemara in Shabbos, not from Testament base, the Gemara says that the pasuk of atigzer oimer vayakimach is referring to tzaddikim. Only by tzaddikim do we say vatigzer oimer vayakimach. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, one can say that for that reason Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara, this that our Gemara says, Mistabra that it would have been Eskayim Vatigzer Oimer Vayakimach, is referring to his Tefillah B'Tchilas HaShana. And even though generally speaking, the Pasuk Vatigzer Oimer Vayakimach is referring to Tzadikim, but still the Tefillah of a person of Rosh Hashanah has the Maila Vatigzer Oimer Vayakimach. And even someone who is not in that madriga of a tzaddik, still, bereishata, his tefillah is a maila v'tigzer oimer v'yokemoch. That is the chayv of the chiddush that one sees in our Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.